How are we all doing, guys?
Feeling good now. I can breathe.
I've broken my seat.
My
seat's broke.
Oh, your seat.
I don't have an actual chair. You know, like one of those things that you put your trainers in, like you sit, you can put your feet on it and stuff. I'm sitting on one of those, and this wooden.
Yeah, I don't want to do one of them storage boxes.
You can't call it that.
Yes, Mitch, it's a storage box. Yes, it's a buffet. It's a buffet.
Is that better? A buffet.
Why is my doorbell going? I don't even know why my doorbell's going. Let's find out, shall we? Should I take my laptop with me?
Yeah.
Show us the puff. I don't know his name.
I beg your pardon.
I can't remember. Oh, fucking hell. They're very impatient, whoever it is.
Yeah, no. They don't want to come in. Well, this is great, fantastic, and it's not like he's the one that's got like the list of things that we're going to be reacting to in the title of this video. Do everything that it says down below. You can see how professional we are. Here is the one at the bottom. He'll be doing that. There we go. It's coming across now. There we are. His finger would be following it along if he was there.
Yeah.
As you can see, he's living well. Aren't we all?
Hello, and welcome to MTV Cribs.
You're going to believe this.
What?
What?
He said you're not going to believe it. Oh, is this Wish?
Look at that.
What the hell was that? Has he got something up
a
Wish?
A share.
I have no idea what it is.
A new poop.
Hello, Tiggy. Woo! Oh, hang on. My door ain't shut. Now it is.
For a minute, I thought it was something to do with that video idea we had.
I think that's a good idea. I think it's hay. Hay.
Okay.
Yeah, hay.
For the petting zoo you got running around.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, indeedy.
Cool. Well, we said about the socials while you were gone.
We did the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. The delivery driver's a moron. Yeah. It's Alice's name on it. He was like, delivery for Elise. What the fuck is that? So technically, by what he's saying, that's not my parcel. So, theft. God, what we doing? Did we say what we're doing? What have I missed? No, I've missed a lot of things.
We said that you've got a list of stuff that we're going to react to.
Yes, I've got a list of stuff. I've got some weird Valentine's Day gifts. Because, you know, it was Valentine's Day on Wednesday. And Dave actually did out and did something.
I went to the cinema in the afternoon. Saw Poor Things. I can't tell you how I thought of it because I haven't seen it yet.
I went to work. So
Oscar season and all that.
Yep. All that jazz.
I did a coffee morning at my daughter's school.
Oh. How did it go?
Let's
be really morbid if like the school sets fire or something like that. Looking back at this, turned out Dave didn't see Poor Things.
The cinemas, every cinema in the world just exploded all at once.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Find out next week.
Right, let's start getting through this list. So. We've been delightfully handed this list by the Huffington Post. They've provided a few things for us before. Let's just say, they didn't actually give it to us. I found it. But so the top of the list starts off with an exotic dancer's apron. So basically, if you want your the male partner in your life to basically have tits with tassels on them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So a print, so it's printed on, it's printed onto like a full body kind of apron kind of thing.
Yeah, you know,
it comes with like paste, it comes with pasties.
It does come with pasties, actually. It actually comes with some red tassels attached to said pasties. Do you know what? This is going to make life a lot easier if I do this. Talk among yourselves.
He's learned. I think he's learned the magic that you know, Mitch.
I know how to do this magic. I've done it before. I do it for the FIFA soundtracks. I'm not stupid.
He knows the magic. The FIFA soundtracks that don't get that done are videos.
Hey, listen. Listen, I still have to share it so that we can do stuff, okay?
We can do stuff.
Now I've got to try and find the actual thing.
I mean, that thing's surely unisex. It'd be a lot worse if the man was buying that for the woman.
That would be that's not a good idea. Yeah, that's not a good idea, to be fair.
Yeah, that's an apron, not a good idea. Too. Too, that's what I want you to look like. And dress.
while I try to attempt to find this, what I'll do is I'll keep going through the list. The next one, it's a bit weird. It's a BDSM bear. It is exactly.
Is it from Build-A-Bear?
I don't. Yes. I think. It's literally just a little, just normal teddy bear as you would find. But it's in the old BDSM gear, which I think didn't Balenciaga get in trouble?
Yeah,
for this,
for sexualizing children.
Yeah, they got in trouble for that recently. I'm sure they did.
Yeah, a couple of months ago. I remember talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, do better.
But I mean, like the BDSM bear, though, like that's for.
I mean, I know adults. It's between. I know it's between like consensual adults and stuff, but
does it vibrate?
I don't know, but I've found the link, boys. I've found the link. I've found it, so I can show you what we're looking at now. I think.
Oh, about to see a BDSM bear then.
You're gonna see a BDSM bear.
What's his name? Does he come with the poof?
BDSM bear with
the poof. The poof.
The poof.
They call Kevin. All right,
can you
Brian.
See now? Can you see it?
Yes,
right, sure, you can see it.
That apron.
Okay, so that's the apron. Okay, that's the apron, and then you've got the BDSM bears right there.
Okay, so it's got. Hold on, can't you zoom in on that?
No, because it'll open like it up. So it's got a little whip. It's got a little mask. I don't know what this is called, this apparatus.
It's got that. I love the picture of the man. Look at the man giving it to the woman. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Just like, and then, look how happy the guy is to show you like this teddy bear. This really looks like a kind of weird situation of like stepdad and daughter here.
It's just not right. It's weird, but yeah, you've got then you've got this sort of love bug hair bow set, which is, I don't know.
What's it say?
I don't really.
A word of advice: if your Valentine,
Valentine dresses as a love bug,
appreciate the sentiment and don't try to make a joke.
Appreciate the sentiment and don't try and make a joke. Like, is this some kind of STD? Trust us, it won't go well.
I mean. That's not as bad as the previous two, I guess. Unless you're attracted to it, comes as like a whole ladybug example.
Okay,
that just says multicolored whipped cream.
So that's actually the cream squirted onto a woman, apparently. It looks very shoddily edited. That woman's arm is coming, that elbow is coming out of her head, of her side. She's got a, in a weird way. Holding that sweaty cream.
Yeah,
whipped
it's not
cream
idea,
can be a nice accessory to your lovemaking. I disagree. If you're a hairy man, do not use whipped cream. That's just not good.
Oh no, that's not a good idea.
Because I am, I never have because I already know that it's a bad idea.
Yes, it's a very bad idea.
Yeah.
Not speaking from experience, it's just there's a lot to clean up afterwards.
Yeah, and every goes sticky you can afterwards and shit like that.
Yeah, you can see the next one. The Love Cat Tower.
Love Pussy Tower.
See, it's just a cat tower, but it's in a heart shape.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's not... you can sell anything that's a heart shape and call it like a Valentine's Day gift. Like, I've got these heart shapes, like fucking... Like,
I've got this heart-shaped cat tower, but, you know...
I've got some heart-shaped spanners, love. There you go. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's just right, lazy. Next one. You know? You can put anything in a heart shape.
Next one is a dozen rosés.
Rosés.
See, that's a good... I think that's a good gift. If you've got... If you like the alcohol. It's not like... Well, it's not like... There's lots of alcohol. Well, I suppose there's enough there if you drink them all after one after another. But if you're doing like a... If you're a keen wine taster, then you might like to work your way through those. So, white.
It's gone white.
Oh, that's because we've gone to the website where the dozen rosés are.
Oh.
Well, the next one. No, don't look at that one. Don't look at that one.
What the fuck did I say?
We get it. The next one's good.
The Love Cat Tower. Ooh. What?
Ooh,
is it? That's just great. It's still worth practicing. It's undesigned. Again, it looks badly edited. It looks like a leaf.
That's the whole beige point. Leaf. That's because there's normally nothing there. That is cooch.
Right. Oh, what? So you're supposed to like.
It's right. Easy entry.
Oh, I see. What? That... So what? You just lick through the material?
Yes.
Is that Minnie Mouse tattoo on her leg?
Yes, it is. Actually, yeah,
is it?
It's a Minnie Mouse.
I've got it on my phone as well. No, that's not Minnie Mouse. It's just a woman.
It looks bare like Minnie Mouse.
I can tell you it's not Mickey Mouse. But the next one is just as weird. The Tick Mitt.
See, that seems like you're just like trying to find ticks.
Don't be filthy. Be clean.
make sure that your significant other doesn't have Lyme disease.
Yes, pretty much.
<As your... laughs> Oh, well, that's for the farmers. Yeah.
Well, also below that, you've got the boob ceramic mug novelty pipe. I don't know why there's like a thing here and a thing there.
Pipe?
Oh, wait a minute. Is that for the marijuanas?
Well, or like pipe soaking tobacco, I suppose. But I suppose like you can also use it for your coffee. So it's like you could use it as both. I don't know how that would work.
That's probably what it is. Because it looks like
the tobacco out when you're drinking.
Yeah, if you're going back, you're going to sport coffee on yourself if you're trying to use both at the same time.
Well, also, don't use both at the same time.
Well, how does the smoke circumvent like the drink?
Does your Valentine feel like a drink sometimes?
DJ, so can fucking
do something? Oh.
DJ Khaled, we the best music. Another one.
Another one.
He had to leave it on the booth, sorry, mug, didn't he?
Yeah. I still don't understand it. Doesn't help either.
Does your feel like a yeah, exactly. Just puns. Like, how does it actually work? It says adult vibe toys. So I don't. Is it vibes?
Is it vibrate? Is it a mug? Is it?
I swear to God, if that door goes again, I'm gonna kill someone.
Is it another delivery?
Yes, for the cat this time.
Is it in the cat's name?
The cat was the cat's name. Right, what are we on? Once you go past that.
DIY breast.
This is the that's the one. That was the one. What?
Yes. You are reading correctly. DIY breast milk jewelry kit. You ever wanted to just make stuff out of breast milk?
How? How? And who buys
with
that?
This, with this kit? Oh my god! Guess how much it is.
How much? I want to say it's about 120 quid.
Dave, take a stab at it.
300 quid.
It's $148. So it's about £135.
And it's like, you obviously need someone that's lactating in order to do this.
So yeah.
Yes.
You need it. So you'll need it for what? 2 years? Something like that? I mean, it depends how long you breastfeed for, I suppose. I mean, conventional wisdom says you should stop when, you know, they're walking.
Well, some people carry on until they're way too old.
Indeed.
Indeed.
But yeah. So yeah, that's the weirdest one I've seen so far. Then you've got then you've got a great
Matt Hardy.
Yeah, the Matt Hardy below. I mean, cross stitch. I mean, this is outrageous. But I mean, the cross stitch kit. I mean, it's I've clicked on it again. There we go.
Great tip.
It's a little bit funny, and it's a funny. Practical thing that they can actually do. Whereas the shocker, I don't know why you'd want to dress up as two in the pink and one in the stink. It makes no sense, but
version one, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
I can slam a tornado. I can.
I thought we weren't going to talk about wrestling.
Well, blame the shocker. Doggy Cupid wings.
Poor dog. So, that dog was so sad.
Yeah, why dog's had enough, mate.
Why have you made me pose for this? Poor thing. As for that inflatable engagement ring, is that like some kind of like joke that you could pull on your like your significant other to make them think you're going to propose? Here you go. Here's a ring.
I'd get in a lot of trouble if I did that.
Will you marry me? Yeah. Where's the ring? Blow it up.
Bosh.
There you go, love. Wear it.
Wear that. Yeah, that's not a great present. Next one's hilarious, though.
Penis bump.
That's not mine.
It's not my bag, baby.
Only you know whether your Valentine will be pumped to get this for Valentine's Day.
I like how.
Is there a picture of a penis pump on there?
She's holding it.
She's holding the pump.
And he's got a dumbbell.
He has a dumbbell. Yes. I don't understand why, but
she's looking at him and to say, get your dick out.
That's like, even from this far away, like you could tell like the expressions on their faces is just like the guy's like, huh? What's she got that for? I've never seen that before.
I'm just trying to get a pump on. She's got this, I don't know what's going on.
It's like she's about to attack him.
Yeah, she does, look like she's about to just she's already ready to go as well. All right, what's the next one? Ah, oh, yes, the classic.
Pastries.
If you saw like Moulin Rouge and that kind of vibe,
yeah,
burlesque.
I don't know if we can. The next one's the best one though. I need you to see this.
I don't even know if we can put that on.
God.
Well, I'm gonna leave it on there.
Whoa.
Swamp Monster Scaly Silicone Dildo.
Well, there are
people. Just imagine the pillow talk when you bring out this sex toy. Is that a Swamp Monster Scaly Silicone Dildo, or are you just happy to see me?
Yes.
Well, the answer is only if it says both. So, yes, does work.
I mean, was that supposed to be what, Godzilla or?
I don't know.
Swamp Monster, I suppose so, yeah.
And I'm assuming the eyes are supposed to be the testicles.
That notorious female fantasy, you know, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Swamp Reynolds, thing. Swamp Monster. Swamp Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one for the aficionados in this little podcast. A heart-shaped bong.
Me? Well, of course. Anything heart-shaped, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't buy her an ironing board cover. I can tell you that much.
Oh, that, even if it's got hearts on it. Even if it's got hearts on it, don't. It's not worth it. What else we got? Exposed arse shorts. Have I? Oh, it stopped sharing. Oh, what a shame. They saw the exposed arse shorts and was like, God, no, we can't show them.
It was the penis,
I
think.
Yeah, maybe it was the penis.
Swamp Thing, man.
Swamp Thing just took it away. There we go back. There we go.
It's Swamp Thing DC.
Swamp Thing is DC. It got cancelled after one series, and I'm not surprised.
Exposed arse cheek shorts.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you don't buy, though.
That's not
dryer. That's dryer balls. Go and do some washing.
These evil companies that are tricking men into buying these products and saying they're Valentine's gift. They're traps, is what they are.
I mean, get in so much trouble.
That thing up top is not obviously a Valentine's Day gift. It wasn't designed for that purpose. It was designed for like
fancy dresses and stuff like that.
That thing though was specifically designed to trick people on Valentine's Day. That's what's evil about it. Well, you say I never get you anything.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
It's for the vegans among us.
For the vegan eggplant vibrator. Well, that's probably for the
if the swamp monster is the Gen Z.
Yeah, so eggplant. Gen Z's use the eggplant emoji.
I'm guessing that's clean. Otherwise, you wouldn't put it in your mouth.
Fucking hope so.
If it's not been used, yeah.
No, well, then again, if it's hers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a good sniff.
Like, I mean, if you're laying down with the lady and she pulls out the eggplant vibrator, you probably would give it a second look, but you'd probably still use it.
Oh, you'd be like, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, what? All right,
what's after that? A body pillow to replace your partner if it's a tad too clingy.
People might like that. Aside from
that's basically like a pregnancy pillow.
It is a pregnancy pillow. It's not like one. That is a pregnancy pillow.
Lily has marsh pillow.
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
to be fair, that's quite a practical gift, to be fair.
Yeah, especially for the...
I don't know about the jelly belly squishy toy. That's a bit weird.
Jelly beans.
It's basically a stress ball. Yeah. It's just a stress ball. That's all it is.
Fair enough.
Okay.
It's not great, that.
The pillow's no good for Valentine's Day. Here, take this for when I'm not there. Hey, I like this.
Seltzer.
There you go, Dave.
That seems good. Although I don't like...
Wine,
I don't like
alcoholism.
The taste.
Cannabis seltzer.
Wine is typically
a good V-Day gift, but if alcohol isn't an option, these cannabis seltzers are a good way to get romantic.
Hang on, I'm looking at the website. Hold on.
That's not bad.
Are you over 21? What if I'm not? I just said yes and you let me in anyway. What sort of stupidness is this?
She seems to be very much enjoying it. She looks
one
like
of her
she's
eyes. One of her eyes is Jesus, Lord have mercy.
What?
So if you want a starter pack of six, it's $90.
Wow.
lemon lime, red, real cherry, wild berry, pineapple, watermelon. They're the flavours.
And that's not even importing it over here as well.
Yeah. Well, $50 for how many cans? 12. Damn.
12. So, well, it's about $4 a can.
That's not awful. It's not awful, but...
Well, except, but then if it's in America, you've got to ship it over here and that's going to cost...
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, they can get in touch with us and send us some for free.
Yeah.
Just smoke the real thing.
No. Well, there you go. The two things that you need in life. a cigarette rolling machine, and a masturbation glove.
What the fuck is that? How is that a masturbation glove? What?
That looks like a medieval torture device.
What the fuck is that?
Does that go along with the swamp monster?
Why is the cigarette rolling machine? Why do they both look Jewish? It looks like he's wearing like the small hat on his head in the picture.
That's just his hair. That's just his hair. Yeah, it's called a yarmulke.
Why would the cigarette rolling machine be a great Valentine's Day present? Wouldn't it be classed as a weird one?
Well, I don't understand why it wouldn't be either. That's what the masturbation glove. Well, I'm guessing those things are made of rubber.
I'm assuming they're for aiding gentlemen. I can't imagine it'd be much fun for the opposite sex.
It might. I say I'm assuming that's rubber.
It's front and back by the looks of it.
Lubricated.
Yeah, that just looks horrifying. Scary, to be honest. If someone pulled that out, I'd run.
I mean, that's the present. That's the present that you get for a guy you're breaking up with.
How much is the glove?
How much is the glove? Let me have a look.
Because you can pick up a cigarette rolling machine from Poundland for a lot. So yeah.
Does it only come right-handed?
This is specifically for men.
Of course.
Is it right and left-handed?
Yes. It doesn't say. It says you don't need any lube.
Well, I disagree, sir.
No, it even says here you don't need to it. Right, listen to this. It says jerk off glove usage tips. Pay attention, boys. It says, while our masturbation glove is relatively straightforward sex toy to use, there are some things you should be wary of before your first session. Session. Keyword, session. First and foremost, if you're a fan of the death grip masturbation technique, you might want to lay off of it during your first couple of times using the glove. It says this is because holding onto your penis too tightly with the glove, sex toy, too tightly on the glove sex toy might turn the spiky ticklers from a pleasurable addition into a torture device.
That's what you want to give your missus if you pissed her off.
I hope someone knows.
That's what she's going to get you if you pissed her off.
I hope our parents.
It's actually under that, under it as a masturbation sleeve. I don't know. Okay, what's next?
Is there an offer for 2 for 1?
No, there's not.
What?
Tanya Tate.
Tanya, she's a porn star by the sound. Yeah, porn star. It's basically a meat sleeve from her anatomy.
I mean, a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Right.
But okay. It's of her anatomy. But it's molded from hers.
But it's not actually hers. So what's it about?
No, but they actually do take a silicone mold and make it.
You can't tell me different silicone molds of vaginas feel different.
I thought you were going to say they exist. I was like, no, they exist.
Oh, they exist. I can tell me they feel different.
I don't know. I think it's all to do with the mind.
And look, like, if that was a porn star I recognised, I'd have gone, oh, look, it's so-and-so, but I don't know Tanya Tate, so I genuinely didn't know her. That was not me flexing like I don't watch porn. I do watch porn. It's just not
her. Moving swiftly on.
What?
Pink?
A pink bigger cable.
Cable wrangler.
That's basically a cable safe.
The second picture looked like it was a funeral.
Mindful intimacy card deck.
Some people don't know what to do. You need to switch to this, which offers first prompts of what you can do naked. Oh, okay. So it's like a card game that you play when you're sex. When you're sexing. When you're doing the sex, you play cards, obviously. We all do this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you guys are frozen then. And the cable wrangler is just, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, again, that's the last one. That is the last one. The Mindful Intimacy card deck. There you go.
But yeah, we all play cards when we're getting down to business. Snap.
Go fish.
Poke her.
Texas Trip hold these.
Got him. Trumps.
I don't really know. I'm not very good at the making card puns.
Yeah, just say card games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blackjack.
Oh.
Well.
Cuckolding.
Yeah. Any Jack. Superman. Yeah, Western.
Cool.
But yeah. Well, there were some weird old Valentine's Day gifts, and you got to see me go and get two parcels too.
And neither of them have been opened.
Yeah, neither of them for me. So
one of them's hay and the other one's cat food.
It's treats, I think.
Food.
Yeah. Well, specifically treats.
Right, perhaps. Where the cat can get to it.
No, the cat's asleep on the sofa right there, and the I don't know where the box is.
The box is sealed.
Yeah, the box is. He's not that smart. He's thick as shit.
Yeah. Cats don't have disposable thumbs.
Some do. Some do.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yes.
Hope you all had a fantastic day.
Happy Saturday. Because it's not Valentine's Day anymore.
Hope you didn't waste, hope you didn't waste your money.
Yeah.
I thought you
you losers.
For all you that broke up, you're better off anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think you're better off alone? And now
I'm going to say no for me. I can't be trusted with many things.
I can't financially support myself now.
Yeah. You're not better off alone. Mitch lied. You're not better off alone. Stay where you are.
Just stay where you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay in that toxic relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Don't listen to us. Don't listen to us.
Don't listen to the glory again that I will survive. Gives you bad ideas.
Thank you for listening, guys. You can find all previous idle chats on all podcasting platforms. You can find all our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace.